I would like to introduce our speaker, Scott P. from the Central Maryland area.
Thank you, Rosetta. Brought some show and tell. I'm an addict. My name is Scott. And it's a honor to be asked to share at any convention. And actually, it's not an honor to be asked to share anywhere. When I was first asked to do this workshop, I was reticent to do so because you know, the CAR report this year, I'm assuming everybody's already voted on. And it's been discussed and everything like that. And I was also, you know, told when I'm asked to share my experience, strength, and hope. And today, what I told the program committee was, if you want me to share about the CAR report, I'm going to share my opinion. And which is real different. So, you know, so I'd just like to say I'm sharing one addict's opinion of this year's CAR report and the ramifications that it may have on our fellowship, which is the fellowship that has saved my life and that I honor every day clean. And I'm assuming that the people in this workshop or people that care about NA or probably people that are involved in service. Does everybody in here know what a CAR report is? Okay, you do not. Okay, cool. That's great. A CAR report stands for the Conference Agenda Report, and it comes out every 2 years, and it's made up of motions and proposals and stuff from regions all around the world and from the World Board mostly on either what they want to work on insofar as literature and just ideas, what they want to pursue, and the direction of Narcotics Anonymous. And then at the end of this month, every 2 years, they have the World Service Conference, which is held in California, where the regional delegates from all over the world come and workshop all of this stuff for 5 days, and then they vote on it, some of which is voted on, some of which is carrying the group conscience, some of it is carrying the region's conscience, and some of it, to be honest, is carrying their own conscience. Okay? That's how it works. So are you kind of clear? Okay, cool. I'm so glad you're here because this is like some important stuff. This year's CAR report was this big. And what happened was, and what happens is, when it's this big, is a lot of addicts look at this and go, holy cow, I don't have the time to go through this. You know? Now, why it's this big this year is because there is a brand new book that's up for approval called Living Clean. And the approval draft is included in the CAR workshop, the CAR report, and it's from page 99 to page 227. So if you take this away, here's what we're working with. Now, that's a lot more manageable. You know, however, it's not presented that way. The Living Clean book, I think, is a nice piece of literature. You know, I've got absolutely no problems with that. I think it's well thought out. It's well done. And I think it was workshopped all around the world numerous times. And I think they did a pretty good job. And I think it'll be a great addition to our literature. The other areas of the Carr Report with the proposals and the resolutions, motions, straw polls, and proposals is another matter in and of itself. Again, this is my opinion. And before I get into all of that, I really love Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm not here to like bash Narcotics Anonymous or bash the World Board. This thing has worked for me. Nothing else ever did. And, you know, just because there's people in here for the Carr Report, there's probably people in here that care a little bit about, like, the history and such of NA. And I'm not going to pass these around. But what I brought just to show you, you know, if you want to see them afterwards, this is the first piece of literature Narcotics Anonymous ever had. This is our little white book from 1955. This is the next little white book. And this is the next one from, I believe, 1974. These all came out prior to what we have now. Way different verbiage, readings, and everything like that. The first little white book was 8 pages. And talks about fixing and stuff like that, you know. This is the basic text approval form. So before the basic text was printed, this is without the stories, this is what came out for the fellowship to approve and go over. And this is probably one of my most treasured possessions in the world. This is the first edition of our basic text. And this is not only the first edition of our basic text, but this is number 0. And it has a stamp here, and it says, from the library of James Kinnon. This was Jimmy Kay's basic text, the first edition. And it says on here, 42283, to Jimmy, it's a pleasure working with you, and this book is a thrill beyond compare. Not only this, we get it completed, but the many wonderful people this book will help that we will never meet is a thrill beyond compare. And that was written by the woman who worked in the printing factory. So, you know, somebody that wasn't even in recovery knew the importance of Narcotics Anonymous and knew the importance of our literature. And I bring these in to, you know, for a bit of history and just because, you know, I mean, I've got them. But also because what's happening in this Carr Report goes against the entire structure of Narcotics Anonymous. And I don't think I'm alone in thinking that. And, you know, we have given way too much power to people that we don't even elect, that people, you know, and it talks about in our readings about money, property, and prestige can divert us from our primary purpose. And I believe that that is what's happening with our world, with our current World Board. What the World Board, which is made up of 16 addicts, and look, Narcotics Anonymous World Services does amazing amount of great work. They've gone all over the world. You know, they have opened up Iran to the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, where our State Department isn't even allowed. And Iran is now the second largest country of Narcotics Anonymous meetings in the world. And that has happened through the members of the World Board and the World Service Office. They are translating our literature into languages that has not been in the past, so addicts in a number of different countries can read our message in their own language and work steps in their own language. And they're doing a great job in a lot of that stuff. However, in this new conference agenda report, what they are striving for is to change our service structure from a pyramid. I mean, the way our service structure is now is they work for us. That's how Narcotics Anonymous service works. You know, the service committees work directly, they're directly responsible to the addicts. And it's a, you know, it's a peer inverted pyramid where the addicts, the groups are the most important. That goes down to the area. The area works for the groups, the region, which works for the groups, the world, which works for all the areas. That's how the service structure goes. With this new service system project, they want to change that in that the World Board of Narcotics Anonymous wants to tell us what they are going to do and how things should work. We didn't ask for this. You know, that's what's the most perplexing thing to me is in like 2007 and 2008, as members of the World Board were going all around the world, you know, doing whatever they were doing, speaking at conventions, just doing, you know, doing the business of Narcotics Anonymous. They were asking people, you know, what are some of your local frustrations? What are some of your problems? How can we help? How can we make this a better thing? In, especially in service and everywhere, you know, because it's everywhere. People were saying apathy in service, 10% of the people do 90% of the work. How can we get more people involved in service work? How can we get newcomers more involved? How can we get old timers to come back and do service? Just how can we get people more connected? So that's a universal problem that this fellowship has. That's a universal problem that, real. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to go with like outside issues, but I work for nonprofits. That's the problem all nonprofits have. Volunteer, you know, you're volunteering your time. And that's the that's a problem you're going to have. We don't, you know, you don't get paid for doing NA service. So people volunteer their times. People that I know have been really involved in service in the beginning, then they got married, they have kids, and now they can't do it as much. You know what I mean? So it's how can we get the next person to come up? So what they came up with out of how do we get more people involved in service was the service system that we have in place is not working. Let's blow it up and start something fresh. Now, I don't know how you get from that point A to point B. I have no idea how that happened. You know, that is not what we asked them. And that's what is in this Carr report, is an entirely new service system. Service system. And, you know, so just like some general information, did the fellowship ask for a new service system structure? No. The fellowship shared with the World Board and NAWS that there were problems some groups and areas were experiencing, and could the World Board come up with some suggestions, changes, and solutions for the problems? They came up with a whole new system. That's not what we asked them for. The fellowship has never approved this service system project. At the 2008 World Service Conference, they asked for funding to look into you know, the problems that we were having with service, and they were allotted $100,000 in funding. Fine. You know, that's fine. 2 years later, at the next World Service Conference, with nothing to bring to the conference, nothing to show, they said, can we have another $100,000? And they were given that money. Now, you know, that's been done. I mean, I wasn't there. You know, I wasn't there at the time to say, well, wait a minute, what do we get for the first $100,000? That would have been my question. I wasn't there. So they got funded. In August of 2010, they published the first draft of the service system project online. And, you know, it was in like NAWS News. How many people in this room get NAWS News? The vast minority. It's a good thing to get. I mean, it's definitely a good thing to get, but it's the vast minority of our fellowship. So now, in this year's Carr report, what they have said, what the World Board has said, what NAWS has said was, well, this is something that has been in the works for 4 years. No, it's not. It's something that was budgeted for 4 years, but it's something that was shown to the fellowship through the NAWS News and through the website, and it wasn't really, you know, okay, so the information was out there, but was anybody talking about this until now? You know, and that's the bottom line. And I know in my area, in my region, that answer is no. You know, so, and why are so many people up in arms about this now? It's because this is when we're first hearing about this. So we didn't, you know, the fellowship group conscience has not even been asked or received in the past. It has been approved twice for funding by our RDs without any real fellowship knowledge or approval. And it's our money, you know what I mean? And that's fine. But, you know, NAWS and the World Board are spending on a new service system for us that we had no part in developing, nor any knowledge it was in development. And how does this new service system address the root problems of our current service structure? It doesn't. It absolutely offers no solutions to the problems that we asked them to solve. What it does is create another layer of service. Okay, so if we don't have enough people doing what we already got, how are we going to get people to do even more? And you know, I mean, the it's just beyond me how, like, that way of thinking can, I mean, it's beyond my comprehension. And I've talked to members of the World Board and I at Marlikna and at other places, and I've really not gotten any answer that satisfied me, you know? But if you don't know, what they are proposing is to do away with areas, to do away with regions, and to have each state its own entity. So that means the convention that we're now sitting at, the Chesapeake and Potomac Regional Convention, it's not going to be happening anymore, will it? Now, if there's apathy in service work now, which is people not filling service positions, people not, our GSR is not coming to area service, all that stuff, and I'm going to speak about Maryland, which is where I live. This is a pretty small state. Okay? So now, if you have a statewide unit, you really think people are going to drive from Cumberland to, you know, wherever, you know, Baltimore, you know, to, if you can't get people in your own area to come, how are you going to get people to come from across the state to come? How is this going to help out? How is this going to work in Texas? Anybody here ever driven through Texas? I have. You drive for 8 hours, and it looks like you haven't gone anywhere. You know what? You look out the window, you're like, God damn, this is the same thing I saw 8 hours ago. You know? I mean, people are going to drive 10 hours to go to a, you know, to what they have, a GSU, you know, I mean, that's crazy. California, but even here in the state of Maryland, I mean, let's, you know, let's talk about where I live, what I'm familiar with. Do you think that the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous in Cumberland has the same issues as the Fellowship in the west side of Baltimore City? I don't think so. I think they're entirely different things. Virginia, which is close by, do you think the southwest corner of Virginia, which is like cracker country, for real, has the same issues as Northern Virginia, which is really a suburb of Washington, D.C.? Absolutely not. They're entirely different worlds. You know? So how is this going to help our fellowship? I don't know. I can't see it. You know what I mean? I mean, I can't see how what they're proposing is better than what we have. What I can see is that right now, I believe, and I might be wrong here. Somebody might know. Like, the state of Maryland has like two regions. You know, different states have different amount of regions. I believe, and I might be wrong, but I think the United States has like 119 regions. No? Do you know? How many?
67.
Thank you. Okay. So if we go to a state that's 50, you know, each state has a vote. So Maryland would lose a vote at the region. But so we're going from 67 to 50. Okay? So so the United States, in voting on matters at the World Service Conference, loses 17 votes. Now, each member of the World Board has a vote. Right now, there's 17 members of the World Board. Now, the World Board folks that I have talked to over the years seem to be pretty much in line with each other. You know what I mean? There's not a whole lot of divisiveness on that board, which is probably not a good idea. I mean, I'm on the board of directors of some nonprofits, and it's a good idea to have different people's opinions with different, you know, things, so you can get a good cross-section rather than having a bunch of yes men. But, so, let's talk about worldwide. The region of the UK, the United Kingdom, which is England, Scotland, and Ireland, all of those countries, all those meetings, they have one, that's one region. Okay, for the sake of discussion, again, my numbers might be skewed here, but let's say there's 1,000 meetings, 1,000 home groups in England, Scotland, and Ireland. That's probably not too far off. Let's say each of those meetings has 20 addicts, 20 different addicts. So each one of those meetings, so that's 1,000 groups voting a group conscience for 20,000 people. 20,000 addicts vote. okay? If they vote no to this service system project, 20,000 addicts, one addict that sits on the board, the world board, who votes yes, negates 20,000 votes. How is that a true group conscience of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous? Those addicts that sit on the world board, they get a vote in their home group. I don't get two votes. I got a vote in my home group. I don't even vote in another group. You know what I mean? So why is every member of the world board offered a vote? You know, if we shrink down to 50 states and they hold 17 votes, that's 17 votes less out of the 50. You know what I mean? That's almost like a third of the votes of the United States is held by 17 members. I don't think that's such a great idea. And they want to reduce the U.S. regional delegates. Now, I've been told ever since I've been clean that experience counts for something in Narcotics Anonymous. We want your experience, strength, and hope. We want to hear from the old timer. We want to know from, you know, well, in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, the United States, just because we've had this fellowship longer than anybody else, you know, it just so happens that it started here. We have the experience. That's not to negate the experience of other developing countries in NA, but to discount the amount, the voice that we have here with the largest experience goes against what you're told to do. You know what I mean? In NA, I'm told to get a sponsor that's got experience in the 12 steps. I'm not told to get a sponsor that's got experience in 3 steps because he's new. You know, and they say that, you know, we earned our seats through many years of hard work, building up from groups to areas to regions and then a seat. We have the experience and knowledge that used to be at the WSC for all the world to benefit from. The foreign regions have plenty of time to be seated at the WSC, and there's plenty of, you know, foreign countries and regions that have experience. And I'm not saying, you know, that they don't have a vote, but why cancel out our votes more when we have more experience? That doesn't make any sense to me. And you know, eventually, if we only have 50 delegates, the foreign delegates are going to be larger than us. So we will be taking our votes and our voices from people with less experience, from areas and regions with less experience. And, you know, the world is saying that there's not enough money, that it's that the WSC is getting too expensive and too overcrowded. Well, they make $10 million a year. You know? Sounds like a budgetary problem to me, not a service structure problem. Sounds like an accounting problem. Now, so, okay. So what they did in this CAR report for the service system project was there was never like a question to vote on the CAR report. Do you agree with the service system project? Do you want to continue with that? There's World Board Resolutions 1 through 8 that have to do with the service system project. When, if you look at some of these, alone by themselves, you know, are pretty good. You know, training and mentoring, Resolution 3, training and mentoring of trusted servants are essential functions of the service system. All right. That's, you know, training and mentoring. There's nothing wrong with that. However, if your group voted yes on that, what you have done was tell them that, well, we like this part of the service system project, and the World Board can take that and say, well, let's just go ahead and keep it developed. You know, and then they have World Board straw poll. You know, it wasn't enough to have eight resolutions. Then they got all these straw polls that in essence are asking some of the same questions in a different way to see if maybe you can vote yes on one, no on the other. But our regional delegate told us that in order to defeat the service system project, you had to vote no on absolutely every World Board resolution and straw poll. That if you voted yes to one of those, that could be construed as let's keep it going. You know, and that really isn't how this thing was written. I don't know if anybody here went to car workshops. I don't know if you had people explain it like this, because, you know, if you look at them on an individual basis, some of these look like they're pretty good things. But what they're all doing is asking you, do you want to keep going with what we have proposed? And then they have the World Board motions, which, you know, to approve the Living Clean Book, which, you know, whatever, whether you liked it or not, that's one thing. And Motion 5, they want to change the World Convention of NA to every 3 years to make it more of a thing, more excitement. You know, they don't mention that two of the last three World Conventions they lost $1 million. They made a bunch on the last one. So if you look at the Carr report, it says in the last three World Conventions we made $200,000. Well, they lost, you know. You can take numbers and make them say exactly what you want them to say. But to me, those are the only two items in this Carr report that are not controversial. Approve a new piece of literature and change the World Convention to every 3 years. Because the other motions, 2, 3, and 4, are basically asking the fellowship who own the rights to our text. We own the rights to our literature. And motions 2, 3, and 4 will turn those rights over to the World Board. Doesn't say that. It doesn't say, you know, by voting yes to this, this is what's going to happen. And they dress it up, you know, to allow the World Board to make non-substantive corrections. Well, what does that mean? To fellowship-approved literature which do not impact the original meaning of the fellowship-approved text, and which fix typographical errors, that's fine. Obsolete references, and they listed meetings by mail. We no longer have that, meetings by mail, because of the computer age, and it said that in the Carr report. References to outdated literature and other similar corrections. What does that mean? If you want to fix typographical errors, obsolete references, references to outdated literature, why is that not the motion? Because and other similar corrections can mean whatever you think that means. And what it means to the person that wrote that motion, that World Board member that wrote that motion last year or this year or whenever, who might, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the World Board the World Board in 10 years, 12 years, 15 years from now are going to identify other similar corrections as. That's way too broad a term for me to feel comfortable with. You ask for three specific things, and then you throw in and anything else. Basically. You know what I mean? Anything else. Right? The World Board will announce such corrections in advance of publication. Well, one day in advance of publication is going, you know, that's following that direction. To allow the World Board to bundle, excerpt, and repackage fellowship-approved literature without changes to the texts themselves, the World Board will announce these actions in advance of publications. Well, you know, again, the same people that say and other similar corrections and leave that out there in a big broad thing, I'm speaking for me. I as Scott P. don't trust them for the other one. You know, they have like violated my trust from this one. To bundle excerpt. Excerpt is, you know, you can leave a sentence out of something, and that's an excerpt, and that can change the entire meaning. And you haven't changed the literature, you've just, you know. And then the motion forward to allow the World Board the ability to create and approve enhanced electronic or digital versions of text that include supplemental materials or connections to other NA materials. What are supplemental materials? Oh, those are other similar corrections. You know, what are they? And, you know, I mean, up at Marlikna, you know, one of the World Board members said, well, you know, we may want to do something and put in a speaker DVD of Jimmy K. in an electronic enhanced thing. Okay, yeah, man, that would be great. You know what I mean? But that's not what it says. Supplement, you know, I mean, it's, you know, look, this is, you know, this is our literature. And I don't know if any of you here ever read that first piece of literature that the World Board put out, service only, about medication and NA that they subsequently pulled like a week after it was out at the San Antonio Convention, where it redefined what clean is. They did that once. They redefined, I mean, they pulled that and made the change. There was like such an uproar over this piece of literature that they have rewritten it. But, you know, what was written in there, man, just scared me to death. You know, this is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. We are not in bed with the pharmaceutical company. Drug replacement therapy is not part of Narcotics Anonymous. You do not replace one drug with another. you replace drugs with abstinence. That's what this program is about. And then, you know, I know this is conference. Now, people that had like a car workshop and stuff like that, did you also go over the CAT, the conference approval tract? Some did, some didn't. Okay. Because in here, it asked us to continue to fund the service system project. And talking with people in a lot of different areas that I have, all around the country, is, you know, a whole lot of groups did not do the CAT, the conference approval track. A lot of addicts don't even know about the CAT. Who knows about the CAT in here? Again, you know, I mean, less than half the people here. So, if your regional delegate didn't ask you, you know, didn't talk to you about the CAT, or if you're GSR or your experienced members, you know, the experienced members that the World Board's trying to do away with, those experienced members, didn't know that to talk about the CAT, then you wouldn't even know that there is something in here that they ask for another $100,000 to continue to work on the service system project. And if all the groups, or the majority of the groups, regions, whatever, vote no, we don't want to give you any more money, then this service system project's going to die because they don't have any funding. But that was not in the car. You know, there was nothing in the car that stated, here's an easy way. If you're for this, fine. If you're not for this, here's a way to defeat it. You know? And so you would have to know that, you know, if you're going over to car report and you're hungry, well, how come we're not talking about the CAT? Well, yeah, I haven't even read that. You know what I mean? That here's another way to defeat that thing. And that's not even on the car, most areas and regions, car voting tabs that you vote on anyway. Because they're not asking for it in a lot of areas and regions around the country. They, you know, I mean, I've seen different car voting forms and they don't have the CAT stuff. You know, I mean, I tell you, I'm in a region, the Chesapeake and Potomac region, the region that's putting on this convention, and I am just so blessed to be in that region because we have RDs that, you know, not only go over the cars and the CATs, you know, our voting form said, are you for this? You know, yes or no, and then are you strongly for this? Are you for this? Are you against this? Are you strongly against it? Because our RD wanted to bring our true region's conscience to the World Surface Conference. So he knows that if you were like, not only am I like, did we vote no, but we are really strongly against this. And then he also even said, these are some topics that I think might be discussed at the World Service Conference. Let me know what you think about these things that aren't in the car or the CAT, but it's his second time through and he just thinks like these might be up for discussion, you know. And I'm really blessed in that, you know, we have a service system and people that care about what their members think, who they're representing. Because, you know, they used to be regional representatives, regional service representatives. Now they're delegates. It doesn't sound like much, but look up those two words in the dictionary, and there is there's a great difference between being a delegate that gives you a lot more power of yourself and less. And, you know, I mean, NA, it's tough to run the business side of Narcotics Anonymous on spiritual principles. It's tough to run a business on spiritual principles. It's tough to run Narcotics Anonymous as a business because, in essence, it is a business. One side of it and the other side is steps, traditions, and spiritual principles. And, you know, to try to mesh them together for the good of the fellowship is a difficult task. But what I'm seeing in this car goes further than what we should be doing, further than what we asked. And, you know, if you think that the World Board, the members who came up with this whole service system project, when all we asked them for was how do you get more people involved, if you think that that is something you don't agree with, if you don't think that each World Board member should have a vote, if that's something that you don't agree with, you know, let your people know. I mean, that's the great thing about Narcotics Anonymous, man, is, you know, the person in here in this workshop who's got the most clean time, his vote counts just as much as the person in here with the least amount of clean time. That's really pretty cool. You know? And that, you know, I have seen World Board motions come up from the regions that was actually, you know, the region, the motion was from a home group that I knew about that passed at the area level, that passed at the regional level, and got up to the World Service Conference. Now there are no longer any regional motions. They want to have discussions on this, and they want to change Robert's Rules of Order, where you get three pros, three cons, let's vote on the motion as written, to a consensus-based decision-making, which all that means is the person that talks the longest and loudest can wear out everybody else and get the vote. That's what that means. You know? And when asked, because there's a number of different methods of this consensus-based decision-making, and when asked at Marlikna, the World Board, I mean, this is what we want to do. They said, this is what we want to do. Well, which one of these do you want to do? Well, we haven't decided that yet. Don't you think it would be a better idea to say, this is the one that we think will work the best, and this is why we want to do it and how we want to do it? Isn't that putting the cart before the horse? Sounds like it to me. You know? You know, there's changes about in this fellowship. Some are good, some, in my opinion, not so good. But, you know, if you love this fellowship, if this fellowship has saved your life, I would suggest that, you know, you get some knowledge about what's going on. because what happens is that, you know, with apathy comes change, and it can be change you don't want. You know? So thanks for letting me share.